Ang mga migrante at mga refugee ay kadalas ay naghihikahos para makahanap ng trabaho sa Australia. Ang kakulangan sa wikang Ingles, kakulangan ng karanasan sa Australia at di pagkakatugma ng kultura ang kadalasang nagiging karagdagang hadlang pa. Narito ang ulat. Ang makakuha ng unang trabaho sa Australia ay napakalaking hamon, lalo na para roon sa mga dumating dito bilang mga migrante o refugee. Ipinapakita ng isang pag-aaral ng AIMS Australia, isang ahensya para sa paninirahan ng mga migrante at refugee, kung paano naghihikahos ang mga migrante sa merkado ng patrabaho, subalit maaaring magtagumpay kung bibigyan sila ng maagang suporta sa paghahanap ng trabaho. Sinabi ng pangunahing mayakda ng pag-aaral, Monica O'Dwyer, ang karaniwang nakakahanap ng trabaho ay bilang mga casual o di pirmihang trabaho.
For many new migrants, and especially in our study where it was mostly women, face a number of barriers after migrating to Australia. In particular, this could be a long career gap due to migration itself, needing to learn English and sometimes supporting the settlement of their families. It's really difficult to pick up your former career in these circumstances. And also to develop the networks that are important for many professional careers in Australia.
Idiniin O'Dwyer kung ilang may mga migrante na nakakakuha ng trabaho na mababa kaysa sa kanilang mga karanasan at kwalifikasyon. Si Margaret Davies ay nagpapatakbo ng programa sa AIMS na tumutulong sa mga migrante para maintindihan kung ano ang kinakailangan para makakuha ng trabaho sa Australia.
Well, I think the real struggles are trying to fit in to the Australian job market. Many people come with a resume, but it may not be appropriate. And also they tend not to look at job ads or don't read them carefully. And also people tend to apply for a job and ignore some of the must-haves.
Sinabi niya ang pagkakaroon ng magandang resume ay mahalagang bahagi ng paghahanap sa trabaho.
Learning to adapt each application for a specific position using keywords and phrases from the job advertisement, which really demonstrates their understanding and their fit. Keeping resumes short and relevant to address the local requirements is quite difficult. Quantifiable achievements are very important. Preparing a relevant cover letter and trying to get the person's name, if possible, asking somebody to check their application for spelling, grammar, and again, relevance.
Ang 30 taong Bob, isang manggagawa ng konstruksyon mula Tanzania, ay dumating sa Australia. 4 na taon na ang nakalipas. Sinabi niya maraming dahilan kung bakit mahirap para sa mga bagong migranteng tulad niya na makakita ng trabaho.
The first reason would be the language. Even if you used to speak English when you were at home, the accent, the way of communicating, it would be a little bit different to the ways that you used to apply when you were at home. So all that put things a little bit hard. But apart from that, there's the issue of culture as well. So for that reason, it is a little bit harder to just go hunt a job.
At pagkatapos tanggihan ng mga kumpanya, nagpa siya si Bob na sumama sa isang ahensya ng hanap buhay na nagbibigay ng mga oportunidad para makapagtrabaho. Ang Italianong guro ng mataas na paaralan, Alessandro Michicay, ay nakaranas din ng ganoong paghihirap nang una niyang sinubukang makapagtrabaho, 5 taon na ang nakalipas.
I need to say that it was very challenging at first. It's quite different to my country. And I guess that here it depends on your profession as well. That's what I noticed. The very first challenge for me was to create a resume which would be good enough to get a job. I had to write resumes in a different way. And as my profession was the profession of a teacher, I had to address every single criteria in a different way and write something which would be interesting to the people that were considering my application.
Sinabi ni Margaret Davies, pagkatapos malagpasan ang naghaharap ng trabaho ang pagsusumite ng resume at recruitment sa telepono, mahalaga rin na maganda siya ng gusto para sa interview ng harapan.
Do their research so that they don't go wondering what they're going to be asked, talking to recruiters about the positions that they're going to apply for, and practice responses to possible questions. Also, try not to write down sentences and remember them, but just to have some points so that they are talking more naturally.
Ang pangunahing programa ng pampederal na pamahalaan ay Job Active na nagkukonek sa mga naghahanap ng trabaho at taga-empleyo. Ipinaliwanag ng Victoria State Manager Adrian Jenkins ang programa.
Job seekers come to us generally through the Centrelink system, so most of the job seekers will be on some form of income support. And the level of service depends on the circumstances of the individual. Generally speaking, when a job seeker comes to us, they will sit down with one of our consultants to do a job plan, and we will look at a whole range of possibilities to assist them. In some cases, that may be as simple as assisting them with their resume, also educating people about how the labour market works at the moment.
Ang mga naghahanap ng trabaho ay makakatanggap ng tulong para sa trabaho. Subalit maaari rin silang makapagsanay kasama ang pagsusulat ng resume at paghanda para sa panayam. Ang maaaring alok sa trabaho ay diretsong ipinapasa sa mga naghahanap ng trabaho. Subalit ang suporta ay konektado sa pagbibigay ng ekspektasyon at parehong obligasyon. Binalangkas ni Jenkins ang inaharap ng kasalukuyang transisyon ng merkado ng patrabaho.
It is difficult at the moment with, you know, the labour market. There is an increasing number of sort of part-time and casual jobs. The workforce is still becoming casualised, if that's a word, and the number of full-time jobs are decreasing. So some industries are diminishing, I'm sure you know, well, manufacturing sector. There are, however, opportunities. There are some growth industries. Food processing, for example, is one area. There is some growth in employment. Obviously, the healthcare and community services sector is another growth industry. Aged care facilities, gardeners, maintenance people. So there is opportunities out there.
Sinabi niya, ang bagay na karamihan isinasaalang-alang ng mga naghahanap ng trabaho ay ang kahalagahan ng malawak na network pagdating sa mga oportunidad sa hanap buhay.
One thing that we try and coach people in is that almost a third of all jobs are not necessarily advertised. It's word of mouth. So it's really important for people to understand that their own networking is really important. Often it is a friend of a friend of a friend who recommends someone to a job that's not advertised. The longer you are unemployed, one thing that happens is your network starts to diminish. So it becomes like almost a catch-22.
At habang ang merkado ng patrabaho ay nananatiling mga mahirap para sa mga bagong dating, ang migranteng Bob ng Tanzania ay hindi nawawala ng pag-asa sa kanyang pangarap sa Australia. Nangako siya na maglaan pa ng kalagdagang oras para i-upgrade ang kanyang kwalifikasyon na sa wakas ay magagantimpalaan ng trabaho na sa tingin niya ay para sa kanya.
It's up to you. You have to adjust and make sure that you come up with something that will replace the employers to give you a job that is of your most desires. So that means you have to go and open up the books, read harder. Time will come, you get the job that you think you need. So I haven't given up. I'll get something better.